For this year of the hare, there are five Taoist elements: fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. This happens to be the year of the metal hare. And in feng shui, the metal aesthetic is clean, pristine. You know, the color white, light pastels, like the beautiful clean room and a shining floor with one white orchid and a meditation pillow, that kind of pared down and clean. So clean your home. No clutter. If it's just way too much, this is not the year to put up all the art and all the things, and clean everything down and live minimally.
Is that the same principle applied in relationships? For example, should people not embark on new ones, or should they clean up the ones that they have?
All of the above. Definitely. Cleaning up everything is one. Here's our chance to do it before Dragon Year hits, and then it becomes really out of control or amplified. Here's our chance to mend and heal. And embark on new ones, definitely, especially if you are a hare, a sheep, a pig, a dog. You know, it's good for finding love, and it's also, if you have relationship, for it to deepen and have your small, intimate circle in rabbit year, especially in the summertime. It's lovely out. The bunny's happy. There's food and flowers and grasses and a lot of, you know, picnics and intimate circles and small family. It's time to regroup and reheal and reconnect.
And the other big question is the money.
Right,
situation.
Metal would be money, and it's still very bad because metal is an antagonistic relationship with hare's earthly branch, same as with tiger. So again, pinch pennies, economize, you know, minimal, clean, all of that applies. Getting by with less, care of lungs, healing, more with aromatherapy. If you don't know how to cook, learn now. Peaceful, more vegan foods. Vegetarianism, you know, all the things a rabbit's going to enjoy.
The year of the tiger, which we're just coming off from, was very tumultuous. So it'll be nice to have some peace if that is indeed in the cards.
Well, peace, it's a different sensibility. It's the rabbit. It's the hare. You know, the year of the hare on the second new moon after winter solstice, hare is a symbol of purity. It's fastidiously clean. That's why I'm thinking of the metal element. It washes its face with its front paws to look beautiful as polished jade. Now, the people who are hares or rabbits are total sweethearts. The natural artists of the Chinese zodiac are rabbit, snake, and sheep. So peaceful hare rabbit rarely fights or competes with their partner or demonstrates aggressive behavior. Oh, they're a bit of a dreamer, and they're very romantic. So you're right about romance this year, and they enjoy the finer things in life. They don't want to make enemies. They go out of their way to create and maintain their lovely home and work environment. Hare just wants everyone to be comfortable, happy, and content, and for all to be right in the world.
And in your work, in your personal interactions, do you see that people really are the Chinese zodiac sign that they were born in, that their personalities really reflect that?
Well, yeah, that's the animal that lives in their hearts, and some people even look like it. A lot of water tiger guys are all kind of like the little roly-poly guy with the shorter, you know, buzz cut, you know, and totally cute. They're like little tigers, you know. Yeah. Now when you start seeing and knowing people's signs, then it'll start coming to life.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for your time. I know our audience is grateful for it.
Thank you so much for even listening and taking this to heart.